I want to get to my next item now, because University College of Cork Students Union have voted to ban advertising for student race days as it promotes animal rights abuse and gambling. Students can still attend horse races, but the union will not facilitate the promotion of any horse racing events or race nights or sell tickets from the union. The decision was made at a council meeting of over 600 student representatives, and the union president, Asha Woodhouse, said the ban was introduced on the basis that the union already has a ban on greyhound racing advertising. Ms. Woodhouse, the student representatives said the student representatives thought the horse racing was inhumane. People have said the belief that promotes animal rights, abuse and gambling. The motion was introduced by one student and supported by members of the UCC Vegan Society. Now, the union hasn't promoted horse racing in several years, but students wanted to have a concrete position on it. We represent students of all views and we welcome further debate. Ban Blood Sport spokesperson Aideen Urell said research shows that racehorses are killed in races or slaughtered when they're no longer required. According to recent figures from the Department of Agriculture, 13,484 thoroughbred horses were slaughtered between 2016 and 2022. 244 racehorses have been killed so far this year. So what do we make of this? Is this, I suppose, fair enough on one level? A student union saying, look, we no longer want to support or fundraise through events in a sport that we don't agree with? Or is this going over the top? We had asked UCC student union to come on the programme. No response from them. However, responding who's not happy is Art O'Mahony from Castle Island, a member of Young Fine Gael, former president of Young Fine Gael. Indeed, Art, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
What's your view on the decision by the student union?
Yeah, I suppose, Jerry, when I saw the decision, the two words that came to my mind were, one, patronising, and two, misleading. Patronising in the sense that it's as though the student union doesn't have confidence in its own students to make up their own minds on this. The whole purpose of university is to, I guess, try to encourage people to become critical thinkers, to go out in the real world and be adults, I guess. And the idea that somebody, you know, couldn't be trusted to see an advert for a student race day, to my mind, is ridiculous. The misleading dimension, in my view, is that there is an attempt here to completely scapegoat the horse racing industry in Ireland, an industry which is worth, I think, 1.84 billion to the Irish economy per annum, about 20% of the education budget, and employs almost 30,000 people, either directly and or indirectly. And in my view, this goes too far. I think a lot of listeners up and down the county who are very familiar with stables will believe that this is a total misrepresentation of the industry, very, very unfair. And to be quite honest, I think it just boils down to an attempt to sanitise the fun out of student life. Going to the races is a lovely thing to do, and this seems like a total misreading of the room by the student union.
Okay, and you feel they've gone overboard in describing horse racing as cruel?
I do. I mean, it's funny coming from the Vegan Society. I mean, we're not eating the horses. The horses that are taken care of by the industry are, for the most part, extremely well looked after. You're not going to win a race if you don't look after your horse. Horse Racing Ireland is a very well regulated industry, our organization. There is an independent body already there. We are world renowned for how we treat our horses, how we breed our horses. And I think the mantra, the narrative that's being pushed out, you know, similarly to our farmers across the country, there is an attempt to suggest there's something entirely different going on. But I think anybody who's close to the reality knows that that's just simply not true.
Well, Artie, you're looking at it from the point of view of horse racing that's always been there, the sport of kings. People enjoy it, they go in their thousands, people like gambling on it and all of that. But what do you say to someone who feels it's inhumane? The use of whips to make horses go faster, the whole issue of wastage, as it's known, that's the fate of thousands of horses who leave the industry every year, who aren't able to run that fast, who may get ill, who may be injured. That's the concern people would have from the animal welfare point of view. Did I not have a point?
Well, I suppose my response to that would be to ask them, what do they think would happen to horses if we were to ban the sport? People don't run stables entirely for the good of their own heart. I'm sure they do and have a love for horses, but there obviously has to be an income coming from it. And you probably would see a mass slaughter across the country of horses in the event that we were to ban this. So I'm not entirely sure I would agree with with that line of argument, I think we'd all be of a view that obviously we want to make sure that regulation enforcement is best practice. There's, I'm sure, nobody who wants to see any animal mistreated in any sport, myself included, obviously. And I would also just say it's entirely up to you to go or not to go. There's no enforcing anybody to go to the race course in Mallow. No one forces anyone to go to the races.
Well, is that the case here, though, Art? Students are still free to go if they want. It just won't be endorsed by the Students' Union. They won't be advertising race nights. They're not saying students are not allowed to go, are they?
The difficulty with that, though, is that the Students' Union claims to represent the student population, and the Students' Union had a turnout for their last election of 12%. Now, I had to double check that because I thought that was so low that it seemed ridiculous. But that's where we're at.
Worrying in itself that people are less engaged with politics, perhaps maybe young people, and representation.
Well, I mean, I suppose, Jerry, considering these are the kind of decisions being made, is it any wonder people become disengaged? I mean, this is a total red herring as an issue. I mean, student union politics should be concentrating on the bread and butter issues that affect students: cost of living, housing, university fees, etc. Concentrating on an attempt to, I guess, you know, blame the horse racing industry and start banning student events, you know, whether that's going out to the races, whether it's deciding not to organise a concert because it'll promote alcohol, whether it's trying to ban eating meat on campus. I mean, in UCC, you can't eat meat on a Monday. And I think there is an attempt to have a whole-scale ban of the sale of meat. Now, I know probably none of us are eating meat today on Good Friday, but, I mean, to me, that is a total failure to get your priorities in order. But I do share that concern that there probably is a disengagement between young people and political participation more generally.
Yeah, 12%, pretty low turnout. Listen, Art, we're out of time. We're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for your reviews on that this morning. That's Art O'Mahony there, member of Young Fine Gael, objecting to that decision by UCC Students' Union to stop advertising horse racing events. If you have a view,